Want to speak briefly to you tonight, just for a moment, from the book of 1 Peter. Kind of working our way slowly through 1 Peter and trying to just get a few nuggets to go, a few nuggets of God's gold here to take with us through the night and into the coming week. And one of the reasons I want to do that is just because of the nature of this letter. This letter is intended to be an encouragement, as we've said, to suffering believers. It's intended to be an encouragement to people who are really going through affliction, who are really enduring difficult times. And so I think it can be for us as well. Even though maybe you say, I'm not going through one of those times now, you certainly will be going through that sooner or later. But just the encouragement, the general encouragement that is provided for us by the Apostle Peter, who has, listen, he has walked in our shoes. Listen, he has gone the way we have gone. So many of us identify with the Apostle Peter in a number of ways. And we can see in him we can see a reflection of ourselves in him, and he becomes for us a real encouragement for our Christian lives. And tonight, I want to use the Apostle Peter and his words as an encouragement for our devotional time. That's what I want to speak to you on tonight. The Apostle Peter and the encouragement for your own personal devotional time, for your own time, that time of personal worship of the Lord, and exactly what Peter means by that. Well, we're in this section now at the end of chapter 1 and in chapter 2, in which Peter is stirring up the readers to personal holiness. He's writing and he said, I want you to live holy lives unto the Lord. You are believers in God, and so he says in verse 22 of chapter 1, having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth for a sincere and brotherly love, love one another earnestly from a pure heart, since you've been born again. Then he says, basically, since you've been born again, verse 23, from that point on, he's talking about the necessity and the call to live a holy life. In fact, he makes it so plain as in verse 1 of chapter 2, he says, look, put away, just like Jacob this morning took those amulets, those earrings, buried them underneath the tree, put them away, leave them, divorce yourself, abandon behind all malice and all deceit and by extension all hypocrisy and all envy and all slander. Just abandon those things. Like the Ephesians in Revelation chapter 2, verse 7, abandon or left their first love, so you should abandon or leave behind all forms, all of these evil forms, and instead draw near to God and like a newborn babe long for the pure milk of the Word, the spiritual milk of the Word, so that you may, and then he uses this concept, grow up into salvation. This message tonight is as much about that concept as anything else, about growing up into salvation. He says, you grow up into salvation if, by the way, you've tasted the Lord is good. If you've come to experience the goodness of the Lord. So we've talked a little bit tonight. We've had testimony time. We've been able to say, we've sung together, God is good. So you, by your own testimony, have given testimony. Yes, God is good. I've tasted it. Well, if that's true, then here's what you need to do. Grow up into salvation. Grow up into salvation. Mature into salvation. How do you do that? Right? Look at verse 4. As you come to Him. Or coming to Him. Now, you could look at this and say, well, does that mean as you come to Him, like in the first time you come to Him? Is that coming to Him in salvation? I don't think that's what this verse means. I think this is a continual coming to the Lord. This word, come near to Him, I think this refers to that to that personal intimacy, that personal level of worship that you as a believer who have tasted the Lord is good, you're coming to Him now. It's just a foregone conclusion that as a believer, you'll be coming to Him. That word coming to Him refers, and it just the word come itself refers in the book of Hebrews to drawing near, getting close to Him, either to hear Him speak. In the Old Testament, it's referring to coming into the tabernacle for the sake of offering sacrifices. Or, as I say, in the writer of Hebrews uses it a number of times, refers to drawing near to God in worship. Listen to what the psalmist says, Psalm 35, verse 8. Psalm 35, verse 8. Those who look to Him are radiant, and their faces shall never be ashamed. Those who look to Him are radiant, and their faces shall never be ashamed. What He is saying to us is this. He's bringing out this point that for you and I as believers, God has reserved a special priestly role, a role in which we are ministered to by God and we, in a way, minister to God. We have that priestly function that we're able to come near to Him. As you come to Him, or coming to Him as a living stone. And of course, that has lots of repercussions in Peter's mind, because he goes immediately back to when Jesus asked him, and Jesus told him, "Upon you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church." He says, what you're doing is you're going to put away those things as you're coming to Him consistently, frequently, in that personal, you're approaching Him, you're drawing near to Him, you're coming to Him as a living stone, not just a living stone, but He'll go down in the next verse and say, Jesus is the cornerstone. You know, the cornerstone is the visible part of a building upon which the stability of the building, upon which the stability of the structure rests. You're coming to Jesus as you would not some dead building, not some dead stone, but you're coming to Jesus. You're approaching Him in that personal time, that drawing near time. You're approaching Him as a living stone. Jesus, you understand, is the living stone that though rejected by men, you're coming to Him and He's precious in your sight. That's what your quiet time should be like. That's what your devotional time should be like. Like you're coming to Him every morning in that time. Jesus, you are the living stone. Jesus, you are the bread of life. Jesus, you are precious to me. And so it's this sense in which I'm coming to Him. I'm drawing near to Him because I recognize who He is and what He has done. And Peter says this, when you do that, in that morning time, when you set that time aside and you draw near to Him, you're coming to Him again. You're coming before the throne again as the living stone. Though all the rest of the world rejects Him, you don't reject Him. You've received Him. In fact, your entire life is being built on Him. Here's what He does. Here's what He says. When you come to Him in that way, He's doing something to you. He's building you up as a what? Spiritual house. The living stone is making you into a living, into a spiritual house. He's building, He's doing. What is actually happening here in that morning quiet time when you're spending that time with the Lord, when you're going through the Word, when you're examining His truth? What is actually happening is that God, you think you're doing a work for Him, but He's actually doing a work in you. He's actually building you. He's making, He's forming a spiritual house. He's making you into a priesthood. You are growing up into salvation. He is working in you. He's making you a temple, as it were, so that you can offer up spiritual sacrifices that are acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Now, here's the point. Some of us, spiritually speaking, are trailers. He's building a trailer, a shed, a tent. Some of us, we can look at our lives and say, you know what, God is, He's been making some additions to this house lately. He's been expanding the walls a little bit. He's been going up high. He's been making it bigger. But some of us, our lives are so paltry and puny, isn't it? Why? It's like you say, man, there's not been any change in my life in years. Why? Has it been? How long has it been since you've been coming to Him? Like drawing near to Him, getting close to Him. He says, listen, put away all of those other things. Divorce them. Abandon them. And be coming to Him like He's precious to you. Approaching Him like He's precious to you. And say, God, begin building in me. Make me that spiritual house that You intended me to be. Make me that spiritual priesthood that You intended me to be so that I can offer up those spiritual sacrifices that are acceptable to You through Jesus Christ. You yourselves, see what God is doing as you are coming to Him in that personal time of worship. And of course, that would also be the same as we come to Him corporate worship. But as you're doing that, He is actually doing something in you. He's building your life. He's making you that spiritual house. Now, what does that have to do with the suffering and the difficulties that we endure? How does that encouraging, how's Peter encouraging the brothers and sisters? Well, he would encourage them, I would imagine, the way I'd like to encourage you today. I'd like to encourage you with a story. We'll close tonight with a story. Everybody loves a story. Those of you who come to Him as a living stone, precious, though rejected by the world, precious. You're coming to Him as the living stone and precious to You. And those who are building up, you shall be likened to a man who went out and bought a piece of ground. And he went down and he built on the rock. And he built this wonderful house. The house was strong. The house was sturdy. And after he finished it, a huge storm came. Gale force winds. Rain beat down. The rains came down. The floods came up. The winds came across. But you know what? The house that was built on the rock, it stood firm. But those of you who decide not to come to Him continually, continually coming to Him, those of you who decide not to come to Him as one who is precious to you, you could be likened to a man who went out and bought a piece of ground. It was cheap. It was easy for him. He could go out and build that. Though it was a little bit low, laid in the low part of the valley, and there wasn't much rock there. Well, he went ahead and he built his house, and it was a sprawling edifice. It was a beautiful place. And after he'd finished, he'd gone into his house. And that day the storm came. Gale force winds. The rains came down. The winds came across. And the floods came up. And you know what happened to that house? That house was washed away in a torrent, in a flood. That's what your life would be like. Some of you feel like, you know what? Every time a storm comes, it seems to knock me off my rocker. It seems to knock me off my foundation. I'm never steadfast. I'm never sure. You're like that man. And that would be Peter's encouragement to them. You want to be steadfast in the midst of suffering? You want to be sure in the midst of suffering? Come to Him. Listen, spend time with Him, will you? Will you commit to in your heart, you know what, this week, no matter what, I am not going out that door until I spend time with Him. I'm not going to go out that door before I hit my knees and spend time with Him. If I have to get up earlier, I'll get up earlier. If I have to go to bed later, I'll go to bed later. But I am going to spend time with Him. I want to come to Him, not as a way to check off my to-do list. We've spent plenty of time warning you about that, right? Plenty of time saying, don't be a to-do list Christian. But for goodness sakes, would you spend some time with Him in His Word? Would you fellowship with Him in the Word? Come to Him as if He's precious. Watch what God does. He begins a spiritual building process to help you grow up into the salvation that you've come to taste and experience in Christ. Amen? Let's pray together. Oh Lord, we thank You for Christ. We thank You for this living stone. We thank You that He is the one building us up as a spiritual house, making us firm, making us steadfast in Him. Lord, we have experienced Your goodness in so many ways, and we've testified of that tonight. And we give You praise for that. We ask, O Lord, that our lives would reflect your glory and that we would live in such a way as to bring attention to you, that you would be precious to us, coming to you, worshiping you in that time, and watching you build us up and make us what you want us to be. We praise you and give you thanks for this day. And together all God's people said.